Hi, I'm Mary McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Chuck Lavelle, a remarkable pianist, composer, and tree farmer. And he balances his life easily between these two passions in a marvelously relaxed way. And I've seen you do it on TV, Chuck.
Well, thanks, Mary, and it's so, so wonderful to be here on this program with you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you, and it just seems so strange to me that a polite Southern gentleman is one of the Rolling Stones among that raffish group.
Oh, my goodness, Will.
How long have you been there?
20 years now. And, you know, it's hard to hear myself say that. I count it in somewhat by the fact that my youngest daughter was born the first year I was with the Rolling Stones. We were in Spain, in Madrid, when she was born. Of course, my wife was not with me. She was back home in Georgia. But she's now 20 years old, my daughter Ashley. And that's how long I've been with the band.
Amazing. And I read somewhere where you're really the keeper of the music, and you're pretty much in the background, and yet you seem like the boss of the band in a way.
Well, you know, the role with the band for me has evolved over the years. When I first came in, there was a gentleman there named Ian Stewart, and Stu was a marvelous, marvelous man. I think he was probably the reason I got the job in the first place. And for those that may not know, Stu was a piano player, and
yeah. What did he say now about slow tunes?
Oh yeah, his thing was, you know, he didn't like to play slow songs. He'd say, "Don't like slow songs; they're boring." and he didn't like songs that had minor changes in them. He don't like minor chords; they sound Chinese.
So that was sort of telling you what you better not do, or
well, that was like. Any songs that were ballads or had minor changes, I got to play the piano, you see.
Oh, because he didn't dig that.
That's right. That's right. So he'd play all the kind of rock and boogie things and on the piano, and I'd play organ. And then when it came to the ballads and the minors, I'd play the piano.
But it's so strange because they're all a bunch of Brits, and here you are, a handsome Southern gentleman.
Aren't you kind?
Band. It's true, man. Well. So I don't know. How did you actually, like, hear? Well, I guess you'd been with other bands, so they already knew of you, because you were with the Allman Brothers.
That's correct, right.
And who else?
Well, let's see. Lots of bands that came through Macon, Georgia, which for a while was a bit of a mecca of Southern rock bands. Bands like Marshall Tucker Band came through. Artists like Bonnie Bramlett recorded there. Charlie Daniels and others. So what happened was, to cut to the chase, some people might know who Bill Graham was. He was a famous promoter of rock and roll.
I know that name.
Right,
sure.
He had the Fillmore East and Fillmore West clubs. And ran those clubs. Well, Bill was a big fan of the Allman Brothers Band. And after that band broke up, I had a group called Sea Level for a period of time, and he helped me promote that band. And then I didn't see Bill for a number of years, and he became tour director for the Stones. Mick and Keith wanted to try some new blood in the band, and Bill was kind enough to mention my name. So I came up for an audition, and I got the gig.
And 20 years later, here you are.
Here I am with one of my favorite piano players in the whole wide world.
Well, thank you. But you know, we'd better hear some music. I've got so many things to ask you about your wonderful trees and your estate and other tunes, but I'd love to hear the tune you wrote for your daughter.
Oh, well, thank you.
What's it called?
It's called Song for Amy. We have two daughters. I've mentioned Ashley, and yes. Amy is our eldest daughter. And I wrote this back when we had the group Sea Level. It was originally piano and string quartet, but we'll do it as a solo now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Your tunes are so nice, like the one you just did, Song for Amy. That just came out of, you had a new daughter and you just sat down and wrote that, I'll bet.
Pretty much, and I think the kicker is that I was listening to Vince Guaraldi a lot at the time.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, of course, he has the Peanuts songs.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And I was influenced by that, and the Song for Amy just sort of came out.
Really lovely.
Thank you.
Well, we've got some sterling players here that work with me, Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums, and I think they should join you and me in the next number. This is another of your compositions.
Well, oh,
you wrote this for your wife, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess this is the family song.
A family song. Yeah.
We did the daughter song. Now we'll do the wife song. This my wife's name is, it's a double name, Rose Lane, two words. She's the only person with that name I've ever known, Rose Lane. So I caught her in a slight, I won't say, she had the blues one day. And so this is what inspired that song. It's called Blue Rose.
And we're going to have the whole group on this. And I'll just stick in a chord now and then.
Oh, right. Please do. Please do. I need all the help I can get. You know.
Okay.
Here we go. Thank you.
Well, tell me, though, do you get to play tunes like Blue Rose in the band? You're smiling. You probably don't do anything like that ever.
Well,
or do you?
You know what, in the dressing rooms. And sometimes, as you and I talked about when we first met, Charlie Watts, our drummer.
Oh, he's a wonderful drummer.
He's a wonderful drummer, and he is a jazz fanatic, you know.
Yeah, I know he is.
And he has wonderful jazz bands and makes jazz records. So occasionally Charlie and I and the bass player Daryl Jones will, play something not so Rolling Stones-like. And
on the gig even?
No, not on the gig, no. Only at sound checks and rehearsals and that sort of thing. But at least it gives you an opportunity to do it and do something different.
Sort of stretch out and do your own thing for a minute. But you seem to have the best of both worlds. You're working with a top group, and then you get to play your own thing once in a while. And then when you have time off, you go out to your farm, which is what, 22 acres?
2,200 acres.
2,200 acres. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. And you're right. It's a marvelous, wonderful situation for me. I love playing with the Rolling Stones. It's such an incredible band for a rock and roll band. They're often referred to as the world's greatest rock and roll band. And I think maybe they are. You know, there's just, you put those four individuals together, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Charlie Watts, Ronnie Wood. They're all so passionate about it. They all come from different walks, but they all bring special things to the table. Mick Jagger's got to be the world's greatest front man. Keith Richards, the world's most passionate guitarist. Ronnie Wood's kind of a catalyst, and Charlie brings the swing factor.
It's funny, I read somewhere where they wrote about the combined age of the bands, and you said better they should talk about the combined weight because everyone's so in such good shape and skinny. You know.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, that was a Keith Richards quote. They said combined age of whatever it was, 286 years or something. And Keith said, but our average weight is 145, and that's fighting weight, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, when I see them on TV, I can't help but notice that Mick, he must work out every day. Or I guess running back and forth like that is exercise in itself. But at least I don't have to do that.
No, you and I don't have to worry about that.
We don't have to worry about that at all. But anyway, back to the farm. I mean, I guess you can't call it a farm. It's more like a park.
A plantation, we like to call it. Yes.
Yeah, and you call it the Rose. What's it called?
It's Charlaine.
Charlaine.
And I'll just tell you quickly how we got that. We were trying to think about how to name it, and my first name, proper name, is Charles, C-H-A-R, and my wife's name is Rose Lane.
Yeah.
So we put the C-H-A-R and the L-A-N-E together, and we call it Charlaine Plantation.
Well, it just looked wonderful, and you must have every kind of tree there.
We have a lot of variety, but, of course, where we are in Georgia, in the center of the state, it's primarily softwoods there, different varieties of pines. We have loblolly pine, slash pine, longleaf pine, shortleaf pine. But we have a variety of oaks, and we have hickories and sycamores, and we have ornamental trees. Of course, the dogwood trees in Georgia are absolutely gorgeous.
It's fantastic. I've got to get myself invited down there sometime.
Well, you are invited anytime. Would love to have you there.
Yeah, so, boy, I think you're probably the only musician in the world that has a plantation like this and are doing two careers sort of simultaneously or making it work so you can do both things.
Well, Marion, you know, when you have a passion for something, and you have a passion for music or a passion for our environment and for ecology, you just want to throw yourself into it. And, you know, the amazing thing to me about my other life in conservation and forestry is that it's sort of like music. The more you learn, the more you realize there is to learn.
Right.
And it's fascinating.
But again, seeing you on TV somewhere and you were saying, somebody must have asked you which thing you would like to do better, and you said, don't make me choose.
No, please don't take either one away. No.
Well, anyway, we'll have more in a minute. My guest is Chuck Lavelle with Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR.
Marian, you know, we've been talking about trees and the environment and the challenges that we face in our country with our environment, and there are a lot of challenges out there, but, you know, there's a lot of songs that are related to trees and the environment, and one that comes to my mind is called Poinciana, and, you know, the subtitle of that song, a lot of people don't know this, but the subtitle of that song is The Song of the Tree.
That would make a good tune to play for this show, wouldn't
it? Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know that song all the way through, but I bet you do. Would you be able to play that for us now?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, great.
I'd love to. Thank you.
Marion, that was absolutely gorgeous. It was so beautiful. And you know, when you were doing some of the runs, I was just hearing the wind whispering through the pines there. And I was back home at Charlaine Plantations for a minute or two.
It's funny, that's what I was trying to think of. So it was my chance to picture myself down there at your place.
You should put that on your next record. It was so gorgeous.
Well, something to think about. Well, anyway, tell me something about our next tune.
Okay, Jessica was a song written by a guitar player named Dickie Betts. Dickie's still around, and he's a wonderful songwriter. And we played together in a band called the Allman Brothers Band.
Oh, well known, of course.
This was back in the 70s, 72 through 76 is when I was with the group. And I think I was all of 20 years old at the time. Dickie wrote this song, and he wrote it about his daughter, Jessica. He was listening to Django Reinhardt a lot at the time.
He certainly had good taste.
There you go. And as you know, Django's music is very kind of bouncy. And so he was watching his daughter play and had been listening to Django, and he came up with this song. And this song has meant a lot to me in my career. It got a lot of radio play and still does. And I'm sort of known for the piano part in this song, so I appreciate you letting me play it today.
I'd love to hear it.
You're going to join me?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's have a go.
It's really a wonderful piece of work. I was thinking how great that would sound with a symphony orchestra. Have you ever done that?
Ooh, what a neat idea. No, but...
Yeah, I could just hear all the different parts. And,
yeah, that's a wonderful idea. Well, I'll have to think about that one and see if we can come up with something. We need a good arranger for that.
Well, there are quite a few out there, I'm sure, that who would love to do that.
Yeah.
I'm just listening to all the different parts. I mean, that thing has about five different parts to it, doesn't it?
It does, and actually we did a shorter version in the interest of time here.
You mean there's more?
I'm afraid so. It's a piece of work for a rock song, I think. And it got a lot of attention back there in the 70s when we released that record. It was on a record called Brothers and Sisters.
No, but it really lends itself to a symphony. You can still have your rock sound, but just you'd have some wonderful different colors with strings and woodwinds. And
That would be a lot of fun. And I tell you, it's a pleasure to play it, like this as a trio and with yourself helping me out. It's a lot of fun.
I'm not doing much. I'm just putting my fingers down where I hear a chord. Such a nice melody.
Yeah, it is a nice melody.
I read somewhere or heard, maybe on TV, that you sing as well as play.
Well, a little bit, I have fun singing. But the thing is, Mary, and I wound up with all these bands that have lead singers like Mick Jagger or Eric Clapton, or back in the Allman Brothers, it was Greg Allman and George Harrison. So I don't get a chance to do it much. But if you are going to request that of me...
Well, I just thought it would be a nice idea, and somehow I got the feeling you'd like to sing something.
Well, thank you very much, because I would like to do it. You know, growing up in Alabama, country music was a big influence on me. And I think you recently had Norah Jones on
your show.
And I don't know if she did this song or not, but most people know that on her record she did a Hank Williams song called Cold, Cold Heart.
Yes, right.
She did a marvelous arrangement of it. And so I have an arrangement of a country tune by Hank Williams.
The song is
So Lonesome I Could Cry.
I know that one. Well, have at it.
All right.
That lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome. When time goes crawling by, the moon just went behind the clouds just to hide his face and cry. Lights up a purple sky. just where you are. Well, I'm so lonesome.
That sounded so good. You could have a hit record. Oh, never mind the Stones.
Oh, my goodness.
Have your own thing going.
Thank you, Marian. Thank you so much.
Really nice. Well, I seem to remember you telling me, I read that you were with Eric Clapton at one point.
That's right. In the 90s, I guess around 93, 94, I worked with Eric about 2 years. Wonderful artist, wonderful musician. We did a record that was called the Unplugged record.
I remember that one. Really big, wasn't it?
It was quite a big record, and I did a couple of others with Eric, but a nice time with him, absolutely wonderful.
I guess that, thinking about that, I don't know, I thought there was some connection maybe between that and the next song you're going to sing.
Well, that's right, there is. This song is called Alberta, Alberta, and we did it on that Unplugged program. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a quick little story about this. I was preparing to do some public relations work for forestry issues, and the woman that I was speaking with on the phone, the record had just come out, the Unplugged record had just come out. And she was setting all of this up, and she said, you know, I just have to tell you, I bought that record. I love that record. It's so beautiful. And I said, oh, thank you, and that's very sweet. And I especially like that song, Alberta, Alberta. And at the end of the song, Eric calls my name out, you see, in his English accent, Chuck Lavelle. I'm not very good with English accents, but anyway, he calls my name out on the record. And so she said, and my son loves the record, that song in particular. And I said, well, that's nice. And she said, especially when Eric calls out your name. And I said, well, how old is your son? She said, well, he's 6 years old. I said, now, you're going to have to explain to me why in the world a six-year-old child cares about Chuck Lavelle. And she said, because he thinks Eric says chocolate milk. And he gets excited. He wants chocolate milk every time he hears that song.
That's funny. That's funny. Well, I want to hear it. I want to hear chocolate milk.
All right.
So wail away.
Well, join in if the spirit moves you now.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Alberta. Thank you.
to stay on my mind all the time. Ain't had no loving in such a great long time.
Boy, that last tune, that was a nice blues. I should have sat in on that one. See, I missed my chance. Well, maybe this one, you and I can play something together.
This would be fun. This is, it's called Walk a Little Closer, but the general idea that I got it from, Marion, was, you know, when they have the funeral marches down in New Orleans, and they'll start sometimes with a theme very slow, sometimes a gospel song like "Walk Just a Closer Walk with Thee,"
right?
And then they pick the tempo up,
and they
celebrate it. So, you know, that's where the idea. It was really just an excuse to play some boogie woogie,
It's a good idea. So let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
I know who had the last word on that one.
that was fun. You play good boogie woogie. That's all right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Well, there's more coming up. My guest is Chuck Lavelle with Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. For more information on Chuck or other piano jazz guests, visit our website at pianojazz.npr.org. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz, I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I was thinking while we were having such fun playing that I would love to improvise something for you, sort of a musical picture of you and the farm.
Oh, wow.
Just like a putting something together that is in my mind of now that I've met you and see what a terrific guy you are and thinking about the environment and just put a little improvisation together.
Wow, what an honor. Would you do that for me?
I'm going to do it. I don't know how it'll turn out because I haven't even thought about it yet, but I'm going to dedicate it to you.
All right. Marian, you are the coolest. I got to tell you, that was so wonderful. Thank you so much. What a wonderful surprise. You're making me cry over here, I'll tell you.
You really liked it that much.
I think you captured a little bit of all the elements of Chuck in there, you know.
That's what I was trying to do, a little bit of Chuck and a little bit of the pines.
Yeah.
And a little bit of the little rabbit behind the tree.
Yeah. The deer dancing in the woods.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, that was fun. Thanks for doing that.
Well, thank you for being here. We've had such a nice time. And we'll have to... Oh, I'll come and sit in with the Stones sometime.
Now, that would be great.
Can you imagine?
Charlie Watts would love to have you there. And I think
Mick would be saying, there ain't no satisfaction here.
You are too much, girl. That's fun.
Oh. Well, I did sit in with Willie Nelson once. But anyway, I'd love to play Georgia with you as a sign-off to our show and to tell you what a pleasure it's been to have you on Piano Jazz.
Well, I think it's a good way to close, Marion, and thank you again for having me. It's been a marvelous experience, and I know that you and I are going to be staying in touch.
I hope so, and I want to hear that symphony arrangement of
Jessica.
Jessica.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, it's just an old sweet song, keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, my sweet Georgia, it's just a song of you, and it comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pine. Well, the arms that reach out to me, another smile, say, smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams. I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. It's just an old sweet song, and it keeps Georgia rolling on my mind. Talk to me, Marion. Sometimes reach out to me, other smiles, will they smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams. You know my scene, I see the road leads right back to you. Georgia on my mind.
That was wonderful.
Oh, thanks, Marion. That was so much fun. Thank you again for inviting me here. I've had a marvelous time.
I
say thanks again to Glenn and Gary. Great players. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland. Her guest today has been Chuck Lavelle. Join us again each week at this time when Piano Jazz brings you other outstanding jazz artists for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant engineer Dan Hoppler, mastering engineer David Mitchell, assisted by intern David Roberts, production coordinator David Lyon, executive producer Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website at pianojazz.npr.org. There you can also find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Borders Books and Music, on the web at borders.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.